Snohomish County could shut down over a budget impasse on New Year's Day. County Executive John Lovick vetoed the council's 2015 budget last week. Now the county has until December 31st to pass a new spending plan. And if it doesn't, everything but essential government functions will stop. The Snohomish County Council met this morning to try to avoid the shutdown. Reporter Noah Hagland is covering the developments for the Everett Herald. Noah, thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Ross.
What happened this morning?
Well, it looks like crisis averted. It was averted. The county council united and passed a compromise plan, something for everyone to like and everyone not to like in there. And they raised the county's portion of the property tax by 1%, cost average homeowner about 20 cents a month extra. And that'll generate $800,000 to pay for a variety of things that were cut out of an earlier version of the budget. And they include some management positions, a deputy director at the medical examiner's office here, which has been sort of a work in progress for a while. That was a concern of the executives and one of his reasons for vetoing the budget. But the compromise does keep the council majority's insistence on rolling back some management raises for top officials here. So lots of stuff there. Sorry to throw it all out, but
no, it sounds like a genuine compromise. County Executive John Lovick got some of what he wanted, but the Snohomish County Council held fast on some of the issues they wanted to hold fast on.
Absolutely. Another issue that was important to there's been sort of a 3-2 split on the council, sort of you might describe it as sort of a pro Lovick and anti Lovick block, and the block that's been kind of consistently in opposition to the executive. They insisted on, there were some recent tax increases that were supposed to pay for courthouse bonds. Those bonds aren't due yet, but they wanted to set those aside for a big construction project here in Snohomish County. And there was some disagreement about that, and they got their way. Not sure if that makes any sense. It's kind of technical. But,
well, County Executive John Lovick vetoed the budget the last time. Has he signaled whether or not the changes that were made will meet with his approval? Is he going to sign off on this one?
I spoke to John Lovick a little earlier today after the vote, and he said he was he said it was a compromise, and he's satisfied that this addresses enough of his concerns in the veto letter, if not all of them. And he says he's ready to support this.
Crisis averted. Snohomish County will stay open for business, it sounds like.
Absolutely. No reason to worry about getting those pet licenses or building permits or anything else come January 1st.
Phew. Noah Hagland, thanks so much for telling us about it. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Ross.
Noah Hagland, staff writer for the Everett Herald. And up in Snohomish County, they figured a way out of an impasse between County Executive John Lovick and the Snohomish County Council with compromise. What a concept. This is The Record on KUOW.